Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Miles. How may I help you today? Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Miles. How may I help you today? Hello, is there anyone on the line?
Hello.
Yes, thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Can you hear me now, brother?
I can hear you. Yes, sir.
Right on. All right. My name's Ken Hutchbeth. I was calling about my Eleanor build.
Yes, sir.
My account number is 58028550001.
Thank you. And I'm just getting over to where I can search for your account and our database, and I apologize for this delay.
That's all right, brother.
And it won't be too much longer now.
Your computers are like mine. It took the day off.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, so I understand you've already confirmed the name associated with the account. Can you confirm the address?
3427 Cleo Avenue, Chattanooga, Tennessee, 37407.
And the email address?
LilyFuck@Yahoo.
Okay. That was RELY_FUCT.
FUCT@Yahoo.
Just making sure. Okay, so how can I help you today?
All right. I had sent him an email. I was trying to double up on my kit so I could hurry up and get this thing built. I've been waiting 6 months before I got any more parts. And evidently, I misphrased it. I put more kit or more packs on the header, but I decided that number 11 needed to be cut in half. I'm like, now, wait a minute. You know, so I called them when I seen the mistake on my credit card charge. And the lady I spoke with told me, she says, yeah, I see where you, you know, emailed us and da-di-da, and they done this. And I said, well, what I want to do is I want to go ahead and order the rest of 11. She said, well, you got to wait until after confirmation or whatever and call back and we'll do it. So I can get the rest of pack 11. And after that, I'm supposed to be getting pack 12 and 13, 14 and 15. You see what I'm saying? So I just want to get the rest of pack 11. That way I can start doubling up next month.
Oh, well, you've been set. Okay, so the way your account is currently set is you're set for your shipment frequency to be once a week as long as inventory is available. And you're set to receive 8 build-up kits per shipment. And your
once
next billing, yes, you're currently set for your shipment frequency to be once a week. I guess I don't know if that was due to some confusion with the email or if that's what you want, but that's what's currently set on the account.
The way I explained to the young lady, now I got to go back and pull up my tape on this, but I explained to the young lady I want the normal billing. She got me set up on a month. I was going to get 2 packs a month or 8 packs a month.
So you just want to get 8 build-up kits once every 4 weeks?
Yeah. Instead of getting 1 kit, 4 packs once a month, I was going to get 2 packs, 8 bags once a month. And I was going to have to, I'm trying to get my rest of my 11 now.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Sent me out two packs of the 11 where there's, you know, there's two missing.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, your next shipment's going to include the other half of what you're referring to as shipment number 11, or what is explained in magazine number 11. So build-up kits 41 and 42, and then the next shipment would also include build-up kits 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, and 48. That's 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48. Yes, that's correct. But you want the shipments to go out once every 4 weeks.
Yeah, that's why I started to do it.
But I think what's going on, you mentioned that there was something said to you about, okay, so we can do this now, but you'll have to call back to change it later. So I think what that means is that in order to move your next billing date to as soon as possible to get your next shipment out to you as quickly as possible, that's why the shipment frequency had to be set to once a week. So that way, because that's the only way we can pull the billing date back to an earlier date, is to change the shipment frequency. So then after your next charge, then you could call back and request to change your shipment frequency to once every 4 weeks. So that way you don't have shipments attempting to go out once every week. So that's what, okay, so now I understand what's going on based on what you've told me. Okay, so that's what's going on. Okay, I see. And I guess the other person you talked to before me was confused about that, but no, that's, okay, so based on what you've explained, what I can see, that's what's going on. Because the other agent said that you had mentioned that the previous person you talked to before her said they were going to go ahead and push your next issues through. Okay, so what she did was she moved your next billing date to the soonest possible billing date, which is June 15th, so in 2 days, Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
On Wednesday, you'll be charged, okay?
Okay.
So then after you're charged, when you notice, you know, after Wednesday, when you notice you've been charged, you can then call and change your shipment frequency, maybe call Friday or Saturday or what have you, but before the following Wednesday, and just let us know, hey, I just want to change my shipment frequency to once every 4 weeks. We make the change, and then that would put your next billing date out to 4 weeks from June 15th. And then also, it would keep you set at your billing to only occur once every 4 weeks, and that would be, and you'd still get 8 buildup kits per shipment, and everything would be as you'd like it to be. But if I change the frequency now, like currently, if you say, well, you know, Miles, I want to get them every 4 weeks. Okay. If I change the frequency to once every 4 weeks now, that's going to put your next billing date out 3 more weeks in the future. Because when I change that frequency, the computer system is going to say, okay, well, 4 weeks from the previous shipment is this date, whatever that is in the future. That'd be 3 weeks from June 15th, I suppose. And that's not, you wouldn't want to, unless you want to wait that long. But I think you kind of wanted us to go ahead and charge you, get your next shipment out, and then change it to 4 weeks after the next shipment goes out. Is that, am I understanding you correctly?
Brother, you're dead on the plate.
Good deal. Yeah, I always try to be very attentive and, you know, and try to listen to my customers as well as possible, and try to make sure that I do everything, you know, that they want to have done perfectly to the way that they want it done, as long as I can accommodate their request so that, you know, I can, you know, make my customers as happy as I can any opportunity that I get. So, yeah, you're good to go. You just would have to call us, you know, sometimes after you're charged for your next shipment. Let us know you want to change the frequency to once every 4 weeks. We'll change it, and then you'll be set.
So, okay, I need to put $156 on my card for you by Wednesday.
It wouldn't be $156, I don't think. Let me check and
well,
see what
it's
going to
be
more
close.
Like. Eight buildup kits should be more like, I think it's 122.80. Let me check.
Well, that plus the half a kit.
You want to get 10? Because currently you're going to be getting
10.
8.
Well, I've got 10. I'm waiting on half of 11.
So basically what your next shipment would be the other half of 11, 12, and then half of 13. That's what your next shipment is currently set to be.
Okay, is the other half trying to get rid of the half?
Oh, okay. So in order to do that, then you would want to put your quantity at 10, and then it would be more like what your so if I change the quantity to 10, I don't know if that's going to cause any problems due to inventory. That's the only thing, because the more buildup kits you receive, the more it increases the possibility that something could be out of stock. So I could change it to 10 if you want.
Well, yeah, let's change it to 10, and after I do this one, I'll call back and we'll change it back to 8.
Okay, so I've changed it to 10. I'm going to tell the system to show me your next shipment. And if it shows me the next shipment, then everything should be fine. But if it doesn't show me the next shipment, then that would indicate that something is out of stock. That's one way that I can check, or one way I can usually check to see if if everything for the next shipment is in stock. Because the computer won't show me the next shipment if something is out of stock. Hopefully there's not anything out of stock and everything will be fine.
Yeah, I run a radiator shop.
And let's see here. So I went out of the account. I'm going to go back into the account so it can recognize that the quantity of buildup kits has changed to 10. And I'm going to tell it to show me the next shipment, and we'll see if it shows the next shipment. It's not showing me the next shipment, but if I put it back to, let's see, if I put it back to 8, and then I go out of the account, come back in, and then tell it to show me the next shipment, I bet it does. Otherwise, it would have told me that something was out of stock, or it should have anyway. Let's see, view next shipment. I'm just waiting on the computer. No, it didn't show me the next shipment. So I don't know if there's a problem with the computer or what. But when I pull up your account, it didn't say anything was out of stock when you were set to 8. So if you want, I could set it to 10, but I can't guarantee you'll be charged on Wednesday.
Okay, well, go ahead and set me up on the 10. And after I get that squared away, I'll call you back and I'll pull it back to 8.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and put it back to 10. And then now that I've made the change, I have to read this to you. I'm required. Let's see. It's a longer explanation of what I already said. I got to pull the scripting back up because I didn't think I needed it anymore. Here it is. Okay, so it says, I am happy to make those changes for you today. I've changed the quantity from 8 buildup kits to 10 buildup kits per shipment. Please be aware that these changes may result in shipments being stopped in the future. This may happen as these changes will be different from the forecasted planning for stock levels and delivery timetables. Are you happy for me to proceed?
Yeah.
Okay, and then I have to create an escalation. So you can be sent an email with that same information. This is all just to try to prevent any customers from being upset because things are out of stock, because they requested to get a different amount of buildup kits than what the computer system is already pre-programmed to send them. So we have to go through this extra process for customer satisfaction. Let's see, 5802-8550. see here, 580-285500001. And then the email was reay_fuct@yahoo.com. Subscription. Let's see here. Okay, let's see here.
I didn't even get an email showing that I wasn't, you know, y'all didn't have heart for 6 months.
Oh, I understand.
And I just ordered that green Mustang.
Oh, very cool. I'm not sure when that one's actually going to start.
Well, they've already charged me for it, so I know it'll be sometime in the next month I'll be getting parts on it.
Well, let me see here. Okay, so I created the escalation, so you should be sent an email confirming the change that was made, and basically it's probably just going to reiterate what about the shipments may be delayed, et cetera, et cetera. Like I had already basically told you, and I always tell all of my customers, basically the shorter version of what I'm, you know, of what I'm supposed to say verbatim, the shorter version is just that the more buildup kits that you receive, the greater the chances are that something's going to be out of stock. Are you okay? And it's like, yeah, I'm fine with that. That's what I want you to do. Go ahead and do it. So, okay, so it's done. But we have to read the scripting, you know, that provided it comes down from corporate to the manager, and the manager says, okay, corporate wants us to say this, so say this, and you have to go through the longer process. But I always try to be ahead of the game and go ahead. That's why I already had let you know previously. If are you sure you want to go to 10? Because that could, you know. So, yeah. Let's see. What next?
Well, I understand what they're – our commander-in-chief in charge, yeah, anything can happen right now.
Oh, yes, sir. And then also another thing, I'm checking on your 1968 Ford Mustang. Mm-hmm. It says that build-up kit number one is out of stock, so I was pretty positive that wasn't starting yet, and it's not starting just yet. And then there was another one that you ordered. It looks like you have two of them. You have two of the 1968 Ford Mustang buildups that you've ordered. You ordered one in February, and you ordered one in June. Are you wanting to build two of the Ford 1968?
No, I just want to build one.
So of the two accounts that you created, which should I cancel, the one that you created in February or the one that you created in June?
I said the one I created in June goes to HippieKen again at Gmail.
That one has the same email. The Yahoo email is on the one you I think it's probably going to be on all of them.
Well, yeah, cancel either one, it don't matter.
Okay, then I will cancel the one that you created in June. So that way the one that will remain is the one that was created first. Because you know it's like the first come, first serve priority type thing.
Yeah.
So that should help you out. It should be better to cancel the newer account because the older account that you created, the one in February, should be served first. So let's see here. I'm just waiting on the computer system. Oh, is that having a window? Okay, there it goes. Okay, let's see. Okay.
Well, I didn't know if it automatically deleted after, you know, 6 months or what. So I just, I got another email about it, so I went ahead and confirmed my order. I didn't know it made two counts.
Oh, yeah, it's okay. No worries. So, yeah, the most recently created account for the Ford, for the 1968 Ford Mustang, that's canceled now. So you'll only have one of those. So when it does start, you won't be getting duplicate shipments and duplicate charges. So we've got that taken care of for you. And Was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Eagle Moss?
No, brother, I think you pretty much handled it. You can hurry up and get me some info on the Batmobile. I'm waiting on that one, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, I don't have any information on the Batmobile, unfortunately. The most that I can say would be, if you're interested, you can keep an eye on Eagle Moss Collections Customer Service USA on Facebook. And if you don't have
a Facebook,
well, you don't have to have a Facebook account. What you can do is you can just do a Google search. You would do your Google search for Eagle Moss Collections Customer Service USA Facebook. And, of course, your search result would come back with the link to the Facebook page. So you would just click on it. That'll pull up the page, and you can just look at it. You don't have to log into Facebook. You don't even have to have a Facebook account. But you can still look at the page, and that's where the corporate head of customer service will be posting updates for our customers as he feels necessary and as they are available.
All right.
And again, that was Eagle Moss Collections Customer Service USA Facebook.
Okay.
And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Eagle Moss?
No, Miles, you pretty much took care of me, friend. Thank you.
You're very welcome. I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to Eagle Moss. It was absolutely my pleasure to assist you. And I would ask that you please hold for a short one-question survey after this call.
No problem.
All right. Thank you so much. Please hold.